Hello, Abraham. I have two questions. I went and saw the Dalai Lama in Calgary. And when I was there, we all had the prayer shawls, and there was about 16,000 people in the building. And it was amazing, the opening ceremonies. They gave them honorary degrees. Children came out and danced, and there was a wonderful ceremony. Very excited. Dalai Lama came out, started speaking, and I was gone. There was just, throughout the entire event, I'm trying to be conscious of it. And I got right out of the way. Like, it seemed like my ego got completely out of the way, and there was just, I could hear it. And I tried to open my eyes, and I would barely get one eye half open, and then right back down again, like a deep trance, sleep, meditation. And I was just, I felt ripped off, because at the end of it, when he stopped speaking, pop, right out, it was like hypnosis. And I was just like, well, I just paid for something I don't remember. I know there was a shift, but I, you know, I'm not asking for you to remember for me or anything, or I would just like a little bit of clarity as to what you think may have been there.
Well, let's talk about the components that made it a positive experience for you.
Yes.
First of all, there was strong expectation of alignment from it. That's why you and so many others went. And in that expectation, can you feel how there is a powerful momentum?
Yes.
So this momentum is calling from you and from others, from most, in fact, alignment. So do you think there's a difference between vibrational alignment and conscious thought? It'll be a fun way to take this conversation. Is there a distinction between alignment and conscious thought? Or we could ask you another question. Is there a difference between thought and emotion that comes in response to thought?
Emotion seems to be very, it's another sort of force. Like, thought seems to be logical, one side of the brain, or and emotion just seems to be resonate through the
body.
Well,
what thought is focus, and you can't focus your perspective without there being a resonance or lack of resonance with what the broader part of you knows. So when you find resonance with what the broader part of you knows, that feeling of alignment is an emotion that you would describe as a really good feeling emotion. But when the juxtaposition of the vibration that you've got going because of your focus and that of the broader part of you, when it's out of alignment, then you feel that discord. So you're always reaching for that harmony. So as we're talking about deliberate creation, we're talking about focusing, and we're encouraging all of you to be aware of what you're thinking. In fact, we were encouraging you not to use drugs or alcohol as the means with which you stop resistance and then allow your vibration to raise, because under those conditions, you do not have conscious memory or the ability to maintain that higher frequency. Where if you have deliberately focused and deliberately felt the resonance, now there is a greater probability of there being enough momentum going that you can pick up where you left off. Now, certainly, you can benefit from that momentum anytime you want just by remembering the experience and describing it as you just did. In other words, it took you back vibrationally to that. So it was not by any means a waste of time, because you can recall that vibrational placement that you had discovered. But we think this is a really good conversation to have in the midst of this deliberate creating seminar, because we're encouraging you to use your conscious ability to focus and your deliberate attention upon what you are focusing in order to deliberately activate some momentum for the purpose of deliberately accomplishing a vibrational grid, for the purpose of deliberately Achieving vibrational harmony with what's in your vortex so that you allow through the path of least resistance things to flow. In other words, deliberate creation is so much more fun than creation by default. So we're talking about a number of things here. We're talking about the power of influence. In other words, you've heard us say that one who's connected to the stream is more powerful than millions who are not. And so there is that power of influence. You can be swept up in the current of someone. So the question that you might want to ask yourself is, how could I, from a distance, not being in the arena, not being in the space where that visual was causing me to focus, how could I find a way to focus back into that energy of alignment? Do you think there is a way?
Oh, yes.
We're certain of it. But you just have to focus yourself there until you find it. Yes?
Yes.
So there's a piece that's still bubbling near the surface. Let's see if we can find it and express it here. So we're talking about deliberate creation. And can we separate deliberate creation from deliberate vibration? We really can't. So you're going to like this. We're going to wrap all this together in a way that's going to take you to a new place of understanding this deliberate creation process. So you were source energy before you came into this body, blah, blah, blah. A part of you came into this physical body, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it so many times, you don't want to hear it again, but we want you to hear it as the basis of where we're going next. So this contrast causes you to expand, blah, blah, blah. And you may or may not be up to speed with that expansion, but you know what to do about getting more and more up to speed. And so you find yourself a vibrational match to what you put into the vortex, and then what's in the vortex flows into your grid or into your point of attraction, and you realize it, or it becomes manifested, or it becomes real life experience. So the question that we want to put to all of you is, do you think that through life that you have put plenty, we're going to say plenty enough, but you're never done, so we'll be gentle with that word. But do you think there's plenty in your vortex for you to find vibrational alignment with and realize?
Yes.
We've been saying to you that there's enough there to keep you busy for 20 or 30 lifetimes. You've done a really good job of sorting and identifying what you want. So it's there. And Source knows that it's there. And Source knows that it belongs to you. Source knows that you were the identifying factor that put it there. Source holds it as conscious awareness in concert with you. It's not just that there's something wonderful in your vortex, it's known to be your creation. So Source is holding the image and the vibration, the set point, the frequency of you being the realizer of that. So now the next question that we want to ask you is, do you want to achieve vibrational alignment with what's in your vortex by default, or by the influence of someone else? Or do you want to achieve it because you have deliberately been choosing your vibrational grid and you are able to maintain it consciously and deliberately?
Myself.
And that's really the distinction that you were feeling. In other words, it's a wonderful thing. Your planet is covered with influencers of alignment. The beasts of your planet are the best focusers of energy and balancers of energy that surround you. But the clarifying factor in you having that magnificent experience was the adjustment of your expectation. In other words, that arena and that environment caused you to put your expectation in a place where your grid allowed it to fill in.
Without the conscious mind coming in and saying, you know, judging it and trying to, or having trouble with his accent or whatever. It's like my conscious mind sort of stepped to the side a little bit.
Well, that's one of the advantages of going general. Esther has been mostly enjoying love songs in other languages because she can't understand what they're saying. So she's just enjoying the melodies without jumping on any discs that are not pleasing to her.
Do I know a Jean?
And so it's helpful, but So often, people think that they want to come to an environment like this or that because they think that there will be a greater probability of them hooking up with what they are wanting to hook up with. And we want to remind you that you all have direct hookup, that Source is aware of every one of you in every moment, and that there is no absence of Source's attention on you. So the only differentiating factor about wonderful moments or less than wonderful moments is your readiness to receive that vibrational gaze. The question comes back again, are your pipes open or closed? Because it's flowing to you. Everything that you've asked for and everything that you are is flowing to you. The question is, how open are your pipes? And so then in a situation like that, you can define, well, my pipes were especially open under these conditions for this reason and this reason and this reason. But we want you to be in a position where your pipes can be open all the time because you understand the process. You never feel more worthy than at another time. You never feel more loved than at another time. You never feel more validated than at another time. You don't need manifestations to validate your well-being or your worthiness. The emotion that you feel is that validation. Yeah, really good.